Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, it's a beautiful Thursday. Of course, living in our city of Madison, we don't necessarily have enormous yachts that drive on by. Maybe you got yourself a paddle boat or canoe. Maybe we got that, Tracy. But when you're talking about below deck, it is a whole other world.
That is so true. That's what we see out here, our canoes. Really?
I love a good canoe.
Oh, yeah. It's great exercise.
It's fun times for all.
See?
So that is what we're going to be discussing. Of course, we love Captain Sandy, and this show is really what's going on right now. So first off, let's talk about the fact that the two girls that literally did not like each other are now finally becoming besties. What's happening here?
They are. They seem to be getting along really well. You know, Hannah is saying in her confessional, she's like, you know, I have to admit, like, Bugsy is actually really good at what she does. And then they had a very nice moment when they were all out together too, just saying, hey, look, I was a little surprised that we're getting along, or that were you surprised I was coming back? And Bugsy, I don't know. I didn't see when she was on before, but she was saying, you know, it happened a long time ago.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. If what she did to Hannah, she did to me, I would not let that go. Mm. So before when Bugsy, I think Bugsy's from Australia. So she talks very, you know, she's like very, very, I don't know if it's that British or what, but it's hard to understand sometimes when she talks.
Yeah.
But I love her accent. That's when I thought it was funny when Jessica goes, it's really hard to understand you. She goes, oh, you want me to talk American?
I love that.
I can talk American with you.
I love that. I actually thought she was actually going to.
Yeah,
you know?
it was hilarious.
She's like, oh, could you please?
Yeah, she almost became like Valley Girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so back in the day, Bugsy actually threw Hannah under the bus, telling everybody that she was having sex with one of the crew members. One of the guests, excuse me.
Whoa.
And he was hot. I mean, I had to give it to her. I'm like, I give it to her. But yeah, she was having sex with one of the guests.
Okay.
And then so she was upset and decided to let people know because she's said that wasn't being responsible, not a great boss, and so on and so on, that she was doing all the work because you know Hannah was doing this guy on the on the ship.
Well,
so that's the quarrel between them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, it seems like things are good now, but I think what we start to realize towards the end of the episode is you forget this is like the first job they've done together.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're nice right now.
Yeah.
But I'm sure things will change.
I'm sure it will. Mm-hmm. For sure. But you know, I gotta give it up to Bugsy, and that's what Hannah knows that she was really good at when she was on the show prior with her. She knows how to decorate a table.
She does. Yeah, she can put a table setting together like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
She can fold a napkin like nothing else. She can turn it into a flower.
Girl, they needed that extra person, though.
They
do. When you kind of look at after Laura left, like,
Laura,
all this stuff that they were doing, yeah, they needed that other person.
Yeah. And when you're talking about making sure that things look really nice, she was very good at it. Hannah doesn't really have that
right
in her.
Yeah.
She's not very passionate about it either, where she is. So that was cool to see. What was really cool to see is that this amazing chef named Kiko, working his butt off to serve so many plates. Tell everyone how many plates of food he made for not only just the guests, but the guests said, you know what? We're going to invite just strangers onto this boat to join us for our dinner today.
Yeah, so they were partying at the club and they brought some people back with them. So they had to, Kiko had to make 72 plates. So
72.
Six courses for 12 diners.
It's insane.
That is insane.
And it's just one person. Usually when you have this amount of food, you have like three chefs and you have like eight assistants helping you. But I thought it was really, really cool how he kind of decided to take each course from each country.
It was very cool. And by the way, will I say, these guests, I mean, obviously, most of them are very demanding, right? Because they have so much money.
Sure.
But they are so high maintenance, like the friends of this guy on the yacht.
Yeah.
And he's trying to make all these plates, which originally he wasn't supposed to be doing, 72.
Right.
And then they're like, well, we want snacks.
Oh, geez.
So then Hannah's like, okay, I'll do the snacks. So like one group of his friends is like, yeah, I want snacks. So she made the snacks. And the other group is like, hey, what's that? Oh, okay, here you go. I'll go make some more.
And I don't even know how you pronounce that cheese board she made. How do you say that?
Oh, charcuterie?
Yeah. Who the hell knows what that is?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't.
Oh, I love a charcuterie board.
Can't you just call it a plate with
call
cheese on it?
Call it a cheese plate.
Just call it a plate. Yes. A charcuterie. I don't know.
Charcuterie.
A charcuterie.
I love it.
Yeah, so he did a phenomenal job.
He did.
Although, I don't think they left an amazing tip.
They did not.
I mean, come on.
They did not. I think they each got, if I read it correctly, I think $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Kiko should have gotten at least an extra grand. Everyone should have just given him an extra, you know, $500 of their money.
Well, and then you had Captain Sandy in the kitchen just peering at him. Like, I would have been so nervous. Like, she stood there, like, looking over his shoulder because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But yeah, they did good. Yeah, they left behind $17,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that yacht.
Oh, yeah, they did.
The amount of the yacht in general is ridiculous.
I know.
How do you afford that? You know what? I'm going to take my friends out.
Yeah.
We're going to go out for like 3 days and I'm going to lay down $250,000. Wow. That's how much it is to rent these.
Seriously.
Boats. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
to even know somebody who has that.
Can we find someone?
Tracy, start
dialing.
I know, put me on it.
All right, let's talk about Rob and Jessica. This relationship, when it comes to this very beautiful woman that reminds us of Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. Tracy and I were just talking about, are her boobs real or not?
Right.
You believe?
They're not.
Do you believe her lips are real?
I'm starting to think they're not either.
Oh, she's just not real.
Okay. I mean, she's a very pretty girl. I wonder sometimes, like when I look at people now, you can't tell like if they're fillers or if they're actually,
Now, do you think Rob is really into her or do you think Rob is just playing with her right now because his girlfriend is back somewhere else?
I think Rob's playing with her.
You do?
Yeah. Which is unfortunate because these guys, I'm telling you, they are really, they convince you. Like, he seriously is acting like he's into her and then he's going to treat her like she's crazy. Watch.
Listen, he made a very nice comment about her. One time she was laying out on the boat in her string bikini with her big old flapjacks just hanging out to the side, reading a book.
Right.
And he thought that was so sexy. He's like, she's reading a book.
Yeah.
That turns me on. Well, her flapjacks also do too, but that book does everything for me.
So that's, it sounds like that's what you're really into when it comes to her. But I think he's not telling the truth about his girlfriend, that he has a girlfriend.
Aren't they like at dinner and Hannah says, so what does your girlfriend think about this?
I think she actually pulled Jessica aside and said, look, I think he's got a girlfriend because I saw some pictures. And then when they were out, Hannah just finally was like, so what's up with your girlfriend? Or don't you have a girlfriend? He's like, no, I don't have one.
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
I broke up with her. But I guess the picture that he posted on social media was pretty recent.
Okay.
And he said he missed her.
Well, that means they're together, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think not one relationship has stayed together through these romances.
You know what? I think it's really hard. And Hannah kind of touched on it too in the episode. Like, her boyfriend has a corporate job and she's, you know, on this yacht. And he doesn't understand. Like, there's a long period of time where she doesn't respond to him because she's working. She's busy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, other than that, it was another enjoyable time out on the seas, wishing that we were there.
I know. Wishing I was there. The food looks amazing.
I know.
I mean, everything, the decor, everything. People really have a great time.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
I've never been on a cruise.
I've been on a cruise before.
Yeah.
It was amazing. With my girlfriend, Nikki.
Yeah.
You know, the one who's only like 4'8".
Yeah.
We had a great time. I was a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You get to eat all day long.
Oh.
It never shuts down.
Wow.
The night never shuts down. But I remember that the person next to me was a guy from Colombia.
Oh.
And he had a little something for me.
Oh, he did?
I was like, listen, I know you want this, but I don't want you.
Okay.
But it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was fun because you meet people from everywhere.
I was going to say, I've heard that about cruises. It's a great way to meet people.
It's a great way for you to just go get something to eat, go right back to their room.
See?
See?
There you go.
Tracy can't wait.
So nasty and so rude.